You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. Sometimes our experiences with money matter more than you'd think. That's why we came up with the Marketplace Quiz, to see how our experiences with money have shaped our lives. This week, our quiz guest is Davey Rothbart, filmmaker, author, and editor of Found Magazine. That's a pretty cool publication made up of letters, love notes, journal entries that readers send in. So Davey came into our studios in downtown LA to take stock.
My name is Davey Rothbart, and I'm a writer and filmmaker, and I also make a magazine called Found. What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows? Well, so I make this magazine called Found Magazine, and people send in these incredible notes from all over the world. Love notes, to-do lists, journal entries, really personal, moving stuff. And some of it's heartbreaking, some of it's hilarious. But the truth is that, you know, some of these just make me laugh out loud, and I can't wait to show them to my friends and put them in the magazine. But I also am privy to a lot of human sadness, you know, like there's so many people that just want things so badly that they're not going to get, and they're kind of spilling themselves out either in a letter to a friend or in a journal, a letter to themselves. Sometimes it can take a toll on you, and you almost feel like feeling, and it's not that one note is so acutely sad, it's just like the accumulated weight of all of these notes. In a next life, what would your career be? You know, I always dreamed of being an NBA player. And then I just realized, you know, I'm too short. I'm not quite 6 feet. It seemed impossible. Watching Steph Curry go nuts this year, wow, I probably should have put a little more time into my jumper in high school. Who knows what would have happened. So in my next life, I'll definitely be in the NBA playing for the Detroit Pistons. All right, what is your most prized possession? I used to live in New Mexico, and I traded my car for this necklace that I've worn every day for the last 15 years. And it was one of those trades that works out great for everybody involved, because there was this hairdresser named JR, and I used to always see him at the bar, and he was notorious for bumming rides from people. JR would, he'd always be hitting you up, and you'd think sometimes he'd tell you about a cool party, so you would answer your phone, but like 90% of the time, he was just trying to get a ride somewhere. Well, I was moving out of New Mexico back to Chicago, and I knew this car I had at the time. I knew the car would never make it that far. It still was a good around-town car in Taos, New Mexico. So I always coveted this necklace that JR had. It's kind of a silver, finely woven chain. It looks badass, and it has like a real weight to it, a real heft. And so I just made this crazy offer to JR one night at the bar. I was like, dude, I'm leaving town next week. My car for your necklace. What do you say? He thought about it. Let me get back to you. The next day, call me up. Let's do it. I've had this necklace, and I've worn it every day for the last 16 years. What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started your career? Charles Baxter was my professor at University of Michigan. He used to say, just write a lot and read a lot. And he said, read the same books over and over again to kind of learn about their interior architecture. And, you know, even write out the sentences, your favorite paragraphs. Just try typing them out just to, like, do that. And also, people told me, you know, don't expect it to happen all at once. Like, you know, you're not going to become a widely read writer the first thing you write. It takes years. What is something everyone should own, no matter the cost? I would say a baseball mitt. I got one recently, and I've been going to Elysian Park, which is just near downtown LA. And I've been going over there with a baseball and actually a spare mitt. But it's the most pleasing thing, just to go play catch. I'd forgotten that pure joy of that. And then sometimes if I don't go there with a friend, there's always a kid running around there that wants to play. And just to be tossing a baseball back and forth with some 12-year-old kid from the neighborhood and just like talking about life, it's the perfect thing.
Davey Rothbart is a filmmaker and author of My Heart is an Idiot.